When patients do come to a rheumatology office or an office of somebody who takes care of patients with autoimmune disease, what do you want them to bring with them? What sort of information is useful?
It's very helpful when patients write down the symptoms that they've been experiencing along with triggers of those symptoms. I always appreciate when patients either write down or bring in a list of medications or their medications with them to the visit, and also information about their family history, as well as any life changes potentially that could have triggered those symptoms. I think the first visit with a rheumatologist is really an opportunity for the patient to get to know the doctor and for your doctor to get to know you.
So some of those triggers, for example, in patients who have lupus, that one of the triggers might be sunlight. In fact, at the end of the day, you tell everybody who has lupus that they need to wear a big floppy hat and slather on as much sunscreen as they can. But if you don't know that and you're coming to see your rheumatologist for the first time, the possibility that when you go out in the sun you don't feel well or you break out into a rash won't immediately be associated in your mind as a patient as something that you should tell your doctor about. So it's those triggers or those symptoms that you may have that you can't automatically put into a nice composite box, but in fact are things that you'd want them to write down and bring with them on their first visit.
Absolutely. I think it's important to write down things that you're experiencing that may or may not be relevant in your mind for your doctor to know. But at that visit, we will work together to go through that list or the symptoms that you describe to help you make sense of them.
In order to have a diagnosis of lupus, sometimes one needs to accumulate multiple criteria that are part of the American College of Rheumatology's criteria for a diagnosis of lupus. And it's useful then if patients have written down symptoms that in fact might be part of that checklist.